News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, from today, users of Instagram, Facebook and Threads will begin seeing notifications in Meta's apps, Meta, of course, being the parent company, about its plans to begin training its artificial intelligence models using the public posts of EU users. And Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, joins us. Elaine, just explain what all that means. What's going to actually happen from today?
Yeah, so not all users across the EU will get this notification all at once. So that's something to just flag. If you don't see it today, you may see it another time a few days from now. Okay. And it will happen when you access one of these services run by Meta, and it will notify you of this change. That's going to mean that your publicly available posts will become part of its training data, and you will have an option presented to you to object to that as well. It will link you to a form directly in which you can fill out and file that objection with Meta. To confirm that objection, you'll have to get a response from Meta to say that they're going to honor your objection. So don't assume that just filling out the form, it's finished. You'd have to wait for that confirmation. So it means that any publicly available posts or comments that you've made via those various accounts will become part of that data.
Okay, so I post something on Instagram. I say, I'm on the beach, it's lovely today, having an ice cream or something like this. And then I get a thing saying, this is now being used to train our AI. What in effect does that mean?
It can mean that it's part of a very, very large data set that then can be used for image generation. It also might mean other things. Like, I mean, Meta essentially is an advertising business, and how it wants to use AI in that case means that it might just be trying to learn things about you, about users like you, in order to better target advertising at you.
Okay. And obviously some posts are innocuous and banal, but other times you see people sharing very personal stuff on the internet, you know, on Facebook and things. People talk about their health or tragedy or all sorts of different things people might be likely to post among friends. When we say public, we mean anything that's seen by your friends or the general public. We have rules around GDPR, et cetera, here. Are these plans by, I suppose, Meta, are they in contravention of that? Do we think that they're going to take that information that we put out there, you know, that is personal, and use it for their own means in a way that contravenes our actual rights? Or do we know that?
So Meta is confident that it's operating within EU law with this. And I suppose that's why you're going to see that notification pop up, and then the option to object pop up as well. They seem to be things that they've instituted because of rules under GDPR. But that doesn't mean that complaints won't be raised, that challenges won't be raised, and that investigations might take place around this.
Okay.
What I would say is to understand, like, public posts also includes stories. I've confirmed that with Meta, and people think of stories maybe as more ephemeral because they have that 24-hour timeline on them that they are posted and then they're gone, but they will be part of training data. So something that you think of as temporary might actually become
stored long term. There is that opt out. Is that opt out, do we know, a permanent state of affairs? So for example, I could say to Meta, no, I don't want you to use mine. I don't like this instinctively, even though I don't fully know what you're going to do with it. I don't want you to do it anyway. Is that opt out a permanent state of affairs, or do we think that this is a thin end of a wedge situation?
It's permanent up until they might make another change to their privacy policy, at which point they will have to notify users and you'd have to maybe file an objection again under a new terms of service. They don't update those privacy policies that often.
Okay.
There's been one update every couple of years now, especially with AI changes coming into effect. But Meta has confirmed that if your objection is honoured, and that means that you've gotten an email to confirm it will be honoured, they won't use your public information from Facebook and Instagram for future development of a generative AI model.
And Elaine, just last question, WhatsApp and the private messages that are encrypted, even though I know that there's AI on WhatsApp now, I find it disconcerting, but WhatsApp is not included in this. So if I message Shane Coleman and with a bit of juicy gossip or something, that's not going into AI.
there's no impact on your end-to-end encrypted messages. So your messages to Shane, Shane's replies to you, all of that continues to be end-to-end encrypted. But within the WhatsApp app, if you're interacting with the Meta AI chatbot, either in a chat with just that bot or in a group chat that you've included it in, your messages back and forth with the AI are part of training data. So they don't come under that end-to-end encryption protection. I'd also say Meta has said that the accounts from under 18s won't be included in this data. But this is the nature of sharing of information on Instagram and Facebook. If you have photos of under 18s in your family or your friend groups and stuff like that, in your images and in your posts, okay, they are.
So it's the age of the account holder, not the age of the people in the images. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Elaine Burke, their host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.